Welcome to the third installation of the G20 Report for June 23rd, 2010. The G20 Report is your daily rundown of news about the G8 and G20 summits in Toronto and Huntsville, straight from the streets of Toronto, produced by the Alternative Media Center. In today's report, queering the G20, building stronger anti-mining coalitions, and a look at actions to come. Tuesday marked the second day of themed resistance to the G20. It was highlighted by the Queering the G20 Kissin, organized by queer activists and allies from across Canada. Amy Miller brings us more.
With flare and pink outfits galore, the queer and transgendered march made its way across downtown Toronto midday on Tuesday to speak out against the G8 and G20 leaders. This was the second themed day of resistance towards the G8 and G20. Despite the heavy police presence, the atmosphere remained lively and fun. I spoke with different people in the crowd to find out why they were there.
So if you wanted to just maybe tell me who you are and where we're at and why you decided to come out today.
So I guess I consider myself an activist in Toronto, and I'm here to support the multiple marches that are going to oppose the G20. And this one's really important today because of all the lies that Harper's been telling and his like desire to go and save all the women in the rest of the world, but like in this very like paternalistic way that we've seen, and it's important to show our presence here. As well as Jason Kenney, the Minister of Immigration and Multiculturalism, removing the history of gay and queer liberation rights and everything that else that has happened from the new citizenship guide, and replacing it with even more information on a military propaganda, and then how that all like sums up here, you know, like with everything that's been spent on the G20 and erasing the rights of people that are here. So.
So my name's Susan Gapka, S-U-S-A-N-G-A-P-K-A. I live in the downtown region, and we've been greatly impacted by road closures and a lot of impact over the last few days. Yesterday a protest went by a block from where I live, so I thought I'd come out today here. I was compelled. I'm here to exclaim my protest publicly with sexual regulation, both in our city, in our country, and across the globe. Sexual regulation is actually implemented by the very people here supposed to protect us. So I wanted to march peacefully. That was really important. And not get in any trouble because, like for example, people like myself, a trans woman, will do really poorly in police custody. I would be placed in an at-risk situation both with other inmates and with at the hands of police and judicial processes. So I think it's really important that we have clear, enumerated human rights protections, amending our human rights codes and our Canadian Human Rights Act to include gender identity and gender expression. That would be a small step to ensuring that trans people have the same protections that other disadvantaged groups already have.
You are and where we are and why you decided to come out, that would be great.
Okay, yeah, great. My name's Lesti Day, and I'm a sex worker here in Toronto, and I'm also a queer person, and I'm here marching against the G20, particularly because I believe in economic justice for everyone. In particular, something that's really important to me is decriminalization of sex work and stopping the criminalization, particularly of street workers in Toronto and in Canada in general, and of giving everyday people economic access to making their lives better and to having choices and having jobs and making decisions. And I think the G20 is exactly the kind of organization that is preventing us from having access to those choices.
The G8 and G20 are meeting in Ontario from June 25th to 27th. Toronto-based organizations of women, people of color, Indigenous peoples, the poor, the working class, queer and trans people, and disabled people have organized dozens of actions and events to speak out against the G8 and G20. From the streets of Toronto, for the G20 Report, this is Amy Miller.
People are coming to Toronto from across Canada to express their outrage and solidarity against the closed-door summits and the security lockdown of the city. One of these groups is the Feminist League for Agitation Propaganda. It began in Halifax as a women in trans space for organizing against a G8 development ministers meeting in that city on April 26th. It's also a response to what many see as an anti-capitalist movement too heavily dominated by men. Kaylee McSwain and Kaylee Kennedy are two of the FLEP activists who joined in the Queering the G20 actions. McSwain explains why they came to Toronto, and Kennedy follows by explaining the message they brought to the march.
Just having been like a part of what was going on in Halifax and sort of having that in our backyards, it like in a way mobilized us all in itself, and where we were already all organized and like working together and had like these like principles that we were organizing around. And I think it was just sort of intuitive that like we should continue this to the larger gathering that was happening, and just like be in solidarity with folks that had been organizing here for so long and putting so much work into it.
We felt that it's really important that we be clear about some of the impacts of the current state of Toronto on women and trans people. And so we made a banner that said, "Off our back, stop policing queer and trans bodies," recognizing that when we have spaces that are more heavily policed, that has a different impact on queer and trans people than it does on straight or non-trans people. And so we were really actively trying to push a certain message with our chants of, you know, identifying that it was unnecessary to have such a strong police presence at that march, and that it was important to identify issues around trans health, around childcare, around access to transitioning hormones as core issues to any fight for gender justice.
Those were Kaylee McSwain and Kaylee Kennedy from the Feminist League for Agitation Propaganda. While the Queer Kissin' was a completely peaceful demonstration, there were reports of one incident of arrest and police brutality. According to observers, one man was pinned to the ground and beaten by several officers as he was cuffed. He was repeatedly kneed in the back while officers smashed his face against the ground as police formed a bike chain around him, trying to block the view of the beating from the media and march participants. Organizers reported that the man was held for 6 hours and initially charged with possession of a weapon. All weapons were dropped when the weapon turned out to be a clear plastic water bottle. Police were unavailable to confirm the incident. Mining activists from Montreal and Toronto also gathered on Tuesday to discuss how to continue to strengthen the movement against extractive industries in Canada and abroad. Recognizing that extractive industries are a key part of the Canadian economy, and that the actions of these companies at home and abroad often feed social conflict and lead to displacement and environmental destruction, they issued a call for continent-wide solidarity against increasing mining activities in Latin America. The groups will be organizing together towards an International Day Against Open Pit Mining on July 22, 2010. Many of the participants in that forum will also be on the streets of Toronto today for the latest themed day of action, this time focusing on environmental and climate justice. Dubbed the Toxic Tour of Toronto, it'll start at 11 a.m. at Alexandra Park at the corner of Dundas and Bathurst. Cam Fenton is one of the spokespeople for the event and explains how it came about.
It's a march through downtown Toronto being organized by a broad coalition of mining, climate, and environmental justice activists to highlight the extractive industries being propped up by the Canadian and other governments of the G8 and G20 nations. And the destruction that's causing in the local communities, largely in Indigenous communities and communities in the Global South. It's kind of come out organically over the last number of months, if not years, about coming together around the justice issues that come with environmental issues, not focusing necessarily on what is typically considered green or sustainability, but the underlying social justice issues that come with extractive industries. Around in Canada, one of the biggest rallying points bringing together mining, climate, and environmental justice activists is the tar sands, and it's something that is definitely going to be highlighted tomorrow.
Fenton says that those who join in can expect floats, a bitumen march with a human bitumen spill, toxic cleanup workers, and what he promises to be more surprises. The tour kicks off at 11 a.m. at Alexandra Park, corner of Bathurst and Dundas. The tour will be followed tonight by a People's Assembly on Climate Justice at 7 p.m. The forum takes place at room SCC-115 at the Ryerson Student Campus Center, 55 Gould Street. The Toronto Community Mobilization Network will also be holding its last fundraiser of the week. the Go Fly Kite Dance Party is taking place at The Boat, 158 Augusta Avenue. Along with dancing, people will be making kites. Kite flying is an act of resistance in Toronto these days. It has been banned along with other high-flying activities like hang gliding, parasailing, and launching rockets. You've been listening to the G20 Report, produced by Campus Community Radio and independent journalists at the Alternative Media Center, a temporary autonomous space dedicated to covering the G8 and G20 summits. For daily podcasts, visit news.ckdu.ca, and for late-breaking round-the-clock coverage, visit 2010.mediacoop.ca. That site includes photos, videos, tweets, public reports, blogs, and audio straight from Toronto. You can also contribute yourself by tagging content you put up on Facebook, Twitter, and Flickr with the hashtag G20Report. In Toronto, I'm Tim McSorley. We'll be coming to you tomorrow morning with episode 4 of the G20 Report.